Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really important to dive into. Absolutely. We're tackling a massive issue that many creators face, Z-pattern thumbnails and why they often fail. I'm really interested to hear about this. Right? So first things first, what is a Z-pattern thumbnail? It's basically how our eyes naturally scan a rectangular space like a 16:9 thumbnail. You start at the top left, move across to the top right, drop down diagonally to the bottom left, and finally finish at the bottom right. Okay, that makes sense. But I imagine a lot of creators aren't following that flow. Exactly. A shocking 40% of YouTube creators report failing their click-through rate benchmarks simply because they ignore this basic layout. They spend hours editing their videos, only to ruin it with a messy thumbnail. Wow, that's pretty frustrating. So what are some common mistakes that happen with these? Z-pattern thumbnails. One major mistake is leaving that top left corner empty. That's the starting point. If a viewer sees a blank space there, they're likely to keep scrolling instead of clicking. Recent eye-tracking tests showed that placing an emotional hook or a face in that corner boosts engagement by 31%. That's a game-changer. What about the bottom right corner? I've heard that can be problematic too. Absolutely. On mobile devices, YouTube often slaps a big black duration badge right over that area. If you've got important text or your logo there, it can get completely covered up. Just shifting visual weight slightly to the left can help. So simple, yet so effective. It sounds like there's a lot of trial and error involved in creating these thumbnails. Definitely, but it's essential. And here's where it gets more complicated. AI tools. They can help, but they also create problems for creators. Really? How's that? Well, many creators are using AI-generated images, which can lead to a phenomenon I call AI blindness. Viewers have adapted quickly to these polished but uncanny images, and they just scroll past them. Data shows that. Generated thumbnails see a 28% lower retention rate after just 10 seconds. Jordan, that's a shocking statistic. So what can creators do to combat this? AI blindness? A great approach is called the proof of human technique. Basically, using real faces with genuine micro-expressions creates a better emotional connection. Thumbnails made this way can achieve a 22% higher long-term click satisfaction rate. That's fascinating. It must feel more authentic to viewers. And you mentioned a successful example, Miss a Beast, right? Alex, yes. Earlier this year, his team tested heavily polished AI-generated faces, and the results were disappointing. But when they switched back to real human expressions, their CTR skyrocketed from around 4% to nearly 19%. That's a massive 357% increase. That's incredible, and it really shows the power of authenticity in visuals. Exactly. And let's not forget about color. Even if you have a good layout and real faces, bad color choices can ruin your thumbnail. Oh, I see what you mean. What should creators do about color? Alex, a good rule of thumb is the 60-30-10 rule. Use 60% of a dominant background color, 30% of a secondary color, and 10% as a bright accent color. This creates visual depth and can lift your click-through rates by around 19%. That sounds so effective. So how do you choose those colors? A pro tip, always make that 10% accent color the opposite of your dominant color on the color wheel. If your background is dark blue, make your text bright orange. It pulls the viewer's eye exactly where you want it to go. I love that. And I imagine tools are getting smarter too, right? Definitely. In 2026, we have advanced tools that can diagnose Z-pattern failures with 88% to 92% accuracy before you even hit upload. They can analyze if your layout is cluttered or if your text is unreadable. That's super helpful. So, where should creators start to apply this knowledge to their thumbnails? Alex, great question. Start with a strong human face in the top left corner. Keep your text short and punchy in the middle. Clear out the bottom right corner and use those contrasting colors to guide the eye. Got it. So if I'm understanding correctly, it's about creating multiple variations of your Z pattern for A-B testing, right? Exactly. YouTube is personalizing thumbnails based on viewer history, which can increase clicks by matching the Z pattern elements to specific audiences. That's a brilliant strategy. And it sounds like maintaining visual consistency across short-form and long-form content is also crucial. Absolutely. Consistency across your shorts and your main videos is key to predicting full video success with 81% accuracy. So to sum it all up, if creators want to boost their click-through rates, they should focus on their Z-pattern thumbnails by using real human faces, mindful color choices, and strategic placement. That's right. And don't forget to test and adapt your designs as you go. Great advice. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.